Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. A couple points of reflection I want to make. One is regarding this idea of our right, born right to create, because we are, you know, every one of us. We are a result of a creation. We're born to be creative. And I think in so many ways, the society have made the word creative so loaded that it's easy for people to not have that as part of their self-identity, especially when things are kind of just happening around you. You're busy, don't have that headspace. I definitely call myself kind of entering this weird state where while my rational brain remembers how wonderful it felt when I had that amazing flow and great sort of arrangement of daily journal and drawing and all that, and once I get busy, those things somehow just went out of the window. But I'm making conscious effort to change that. Another thing is that, you know, when Elizabeth Gilbert shared in her book The Big Magic, which I'm listening to for a second time, that she talks about, you know, originality is overrated in many ways, in a sense, because we're all human beings, we're all related. What comes to us, there will always, you know, be similarities, right? Like examples, like in the scientific world, when two completely independent scientists working separately discover something similar at the same time, it happened to Darwin, you know. And or when it comes to artists, you know, working on very similar ideas, and someone, well, they might even publish at the same time. But, you know, the younger artist, I guess naive ones, so it's quite common for people to think, oh, what's the point of working on this? It's already been done. And the idea is so generic. Few things. One, it's probably never unique, original in a way that you might believe. Two, it's way more important to just stay authentic. Tell the story in your own words. Tell the story for yourself, right? And when it's authentic enough, will feel original. I love this idea so much. And thing is, do not set out to help others. I mean, it's good to have that intention, but when it's hanging on your sleeves, actually can end up feeling heavy. When you're doing any creative project, do it for yourself. Do it because you enjoy it. Do it for fun. And see what magic happens after that. Just have faith. Create and do your best, improve upon it. That's really it. Another thing I want to reflect on is the idea that conviction and the right kind of angle to a narrative is really at the core of a good pitch. I noticed myself kind of feeling unsure about the pitch I was giving, which really didn't help. So I'll work on making it better, and I know I can do better, so it's just working on that conviction. Next, well, I finally watched one out of the two versions of documentary on the Fire Festival, the festival that went well, terribly, disastrously wrong, right? So a few things that came to mind. One, Billy McFarland. He obviously was a fraud, you know. He clearly was lying throughout. But what he did is also in some ways not uncommon. Like, he had a lot of entrepreneurial spirit. Even after he went to jail, he started a business right away. He's a true hustler, you know, and you gotta give him for that. But what wasn't cool is he went too far, right? Everything is on a spectrum. It's not black and white, but when you go too far, then you break laws, right? He's so used to creating one thing in order to fill the hole of another. And he's just running the cash flow game, right? If he can get money from someone else, he can fill whatever hole he dug in before. But what also pained me is when I watched a bit of interview with his still girlfriend. Despite everything that people talk about Billy, even the documentary itself, facts right there on your face, she has convinced herself to believe Billy's story. Even a psychologist said on tape that people like Billy, the compulsive liars, they are so charming, they'll make up their version of the story and they'll convince you. So his girlfriend is basically publicly being fooled, and it reminds you of stories of, like, you know, domestic abuse survivors and how they just can't seem to get themselves out of situations. Our mind psychology is just absolutely fascinating. We somehow, yeah, we somehow end up being trapped in our own minds. Alright, I guess that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your own effort and progress. See you tomorrow.